Well, I'm going to probably reveal my age with what I'm going to tell you, but I think there's a few people out there that might be as old as me. Back in the 60s, early 70s, there was a TV show that our family watched rather faithfully. It was a wonderful, folksy TV show called The Beverly Hillbillies. Anybody remember The Beverly Hillbillies? It's about this family in the Ozarks. By the way, both Arkansas and Missouri claimed them, just letting you know. And of course, you know the story. The patriarch was out shooting, trying to shoot something for dinner, and he hit a rock, knocked the rock over, and out popped oil, and he became a millionaire. Travels off to Beverly Hills, California, a great fish out of water, wholesome, very pro-family sitcom. And there was Granny and Jethro and Ellie Mae and the banker, Mr. Drysdale. But the patriarch was Jed. Jed was the patriarch. And if you recall in the series, which ran for quite a number of years, whenever something had to get done, now whatever it was, Jed had the saying, he'd say this, he'd say, "Time's a-wasting." Remember that? Time's a-wasting. Well, I think that's a very good way to understand today's parable and to understand what Jesus is saying. Time is wasting. He says, we only have so much time on this world. God is infinite. Heaven is infinite. But our time here is not. And we must be very cognizant of that. And in that time, we must make sure we do repent of our sins. We must make sure that we do build our relationship with the Lord. We must make sure we do care about our neighbors as we care about ourselves and act accordingly. Because you don't know when our time will come. As Jesus said, the tower suddenly falls on these 18 people and their time was up. So it is with every one of us. Because if we don't build up that relationship, if we don't work on our faith, if we seem to think that I don't have to do anything now, there'll be time later, and then the time ends, it will truly end.